K-8-8-LDF mobile listening. K-8-8-LDF.
K-8-LDF, K-8-RBP. Good morning.
Good morning. Made my turn. Heading for the highway.
You been riding the motorcycle into work at all?
No, not at all.
Today looks like it's going to be pretty nice. The air quality is really good right now. We'll see if it stays that way. But nice cool temperatures. I'm sure everybody, especially people that live on the lakes and stuff, are ready for the weather to warm up a little bit.
You hear some thunder rolling in the background earlier this morning. It's really dark in the west, the north-northwest. Supposed to get some rain around. So, it's supposed to be getting rain right about now. So, yeah, it's horrible at the lake when it's like this, man. Wind whipping off the water makes it even more chillier.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I grew up on Runyon Lake, just south of Fenton. When it was really hot in town, it'd be about 15 degrees cooler out on the lake. So when you get a day where it's only in the 50s, it's going to be really cool out on the lake. Yeah, I just looked at the forecast. No rain for Fenton today, but Midland is showing rain the next 2 hours, a 70% chance of rain showers. And I do see there's rain going across the very top of lower Michigan. Looks like it might even go through part of the UP today. It's all coming across from Wisconsin, but I see one little cell just about ready to go through Midland, but nothing down here. It's all dry. I don't think we're supposed to get any rain until midweek next week for that.
Weather's been iffy. Wish it'd snap out of it.
Yeah, we had that one 80 degree day this week, but it's not sticking around. I guess it's good for not having to run the air conditioning. Cool at the shop, not too hot to work. But yeah, I guess in a perfect world we'd have 80s on the weekends and 70s during the week. With my job, I call everybody that I work on their computer, so I talk to people all over the country. And Texas, their lady was telling me, oh yeah, we've already been hitting 100. Not above 100, but right at 100. Same thing with people in Arizona and Nevada. They've been hitting the 100 mark or just above. So I was looking at the forecast for the country, and Western half, especially the southwestern half, they're in a drought. Canada's in a drought, giving us all this wildfire smoke. So there's definitely places that need the rain big time. KB8RB.
KB8LDF, Friday. Yep. And then there's some areas that are getting hit with too much rain. Yeah, it's pretty screwed up. Yeah, I know that one day that we had that 80 degree temperature was nice and sunny during the day, you know. And clock out at work and it was sunny for about a half an hour and then it got overcast and it was crappy for the rest of the evening. I said to my wife, that's about the going right, you know. Work all day and get set free and come home to gloomy weather again. Gloomy in the shop, but gloomy when you get home.
Yeah, it's one nice thing with my work set up. I'm right by the back door. I can see outside all day. We saw a fawn. We get deer out behind the house, and there was a fawn running around a couple mornings ago. Daddy spotted it. And I can take sunshine breaks. I can monitor when I get assigned a ticket on my phone. Everything we do goes through Microsoft Teams. So I can take my phone outside, go out and get sun for 10 minutes, and monitor when I get a ticket. Oop, got a ticket, run back in the house. Take advantage of the days when you only get sun during the daytime, and sometimes not in the evening. That's definitely a perk. I'll tell Patty, hey, time to get up. Come outside for a second and get some sunshine for a minute. Step away from your computer.
For sure, get away from that. I don't like my face buried in my phone, and I don't like it, buried in the computer. Yeah, some fresh air, that's for sure. Okay, I got a merge on here. K8, I'll be up.
Question.
My question, go ahead.
Yeah, KE4 is like you. I got my radio here. This is Joe in Clinton Township. Got my radio on the Mount Clements repeater. But I'm picking you guys up on 145.330 also. How's that working?
Yeah, this repeater system is linked up to several. I'm in Fenton. Chris is up in Midland. I think he's on the Bay City. There's a Burton repeater up by Flint, Lapeer. They're all linked together. You can go on the Central Michigan Emergency Network website, and you can see what all the different frequencies are for the network and the tones and which ones are all linked together. And they've got sections for 2-meter, 440, DMR, so pretty cool to check it out.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with the Mount Clements being hooked up to it. I know the FBI has different linked ones, but I didn't know Mount Clements was hooked up to the 330.
Yeah, I was on here a couple days ago, and W8FU was on that repeater, I believe, talking to me. And I don't know how long it's been linked into the network here. But, yep, you're full quieting in the repeater. Sound good. Back to you, and you can pass it over to Chris.
Yeah, well, I don't want to interrupt your QSO very long. I didn't mean to interrupt it too much, but I just couldn't help but figure out, because I don't remember ever hearing the Mount Clements and the other one, the WR8DAR. 5.33 linked up, so that's just shocking to me. Maybe I'm getting too old. But I'll throw it over to Chris, and you guys go back to it. I don't want to interrupt too long. Name is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo in Clinton Township, Michigan. K4ZYQ, clear but listening out. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good morning, Joe. No problem. Yeah, I'm almost to work anyway, so been hitting the traffic just right and the traffic lights just right too, which is amazing. Yeah, it's pretty interesting how they're all linked up like that. So, sure it'd be a surprise for somebody that had been on the radio for a long time, you know, and then be monitoring and listening going, what? I can see that. Well, hope you have a good day, Joe. Well, Mike, just about at work here in Bay City, so I'll catch you later. I plan on going to the Midland Swap tomorrow. Not sure if I plan on buying anything, but it's always fun to look. KB8RVP, KA8LBF.
Yeah, that website, if you want to look up the different repeaters that are linked together, W8CMN.net. There's sections for analog, P25, DMR, etc., so you can check it out. Yeah, Chris, we've got a open house graduation party to go to tomorrow, and then we're going over to the in-laws to play cards afterwards. But I was thinking about maybe trying to get up to the swap in the morning early. Looks like it starts early in the morning. I think it was 8 o'clock. So I'll text you. We're going to head up that way and check it out. And Sunday, for Father's Day, we're going to hang out over at Son's house. He wants to go see that new Mission Impossible movie and then hang out with the grandkids after that. So, got a busy weekend. Doesn't look like we're going to have to mow the lawn, though. It's been kind of dry, so slow down. So I think we're going to make it through the weekend without having to mow the lawn. Have a good day at work. Thanks for throwing your call out, and we'll stay 7-3.
No problem. If you can't be there, then that's fine and dandy too, you know. Just let me know. Yeah, I usually try to get there early. Plus, I'm not that far from Midland, you know, Auburn. There goes somebody riding without a helmet on. No thanks. Anyways, yeah, we're celebrating Father's Day on Saturday, so after I get back and kind of scramble around and get lawn chairs set up, last minute detailing, and my dad's supposed to be coming over around 2 o'clock, 1:30 probably. He usually shows up early. Have our Father's Day gathering. Just too many things I want to get done on Sunday around the house that I'm putting off. You know, as you get older, you move slower. You don't intend to move slower. You want to get a lot of stuff done. You just don't, you know. Not 30 years old anymore. Half that, plus a couple extra. at any rate, yeah, just give me a shout, you know, text me, whatever. Last year, Corinne went with me. It was quite a surprise. Yeah, I'll go with you. I don't know if she'll go again this year. Probably not. KB8RVP, KAALDF, I'll be clearing your final. I'm here at work.
All right, have a good one. Trying to figure out my laptop. My laptop just did an update. Now my docking station won't connect, so my monitors aren't working. We'll figure that out. 7-3, KB8RVP, clear.
Man, I hate that. everything's all balled up. Yeah, thanks a lot. That's what you need. All right, have a good one. We'll catch you later. Good luck on that. Of course, it's no biggie for you. You're the computer guru. KB8RVP, KA8LBA, 73s, man. Catch you later, Joe. Nice hearing you.
Yep, 7-3, you guys have a great day and a great weekend to come, and happy Father's Day to those that are. KU4ZYQ clear.
Thank you very much, and happy Father's Day to you, too. Enjoy. And hopefully the weather will take a turnaround and be decent. KU8LBF, clear the repeaters, 73.
This is KC8 Delta Zulu. Thank you.
WD8IMW, did you make it over to this one? KU8MCB.
Is this frequency in use? This is KD8JSR. KD8JSR requesting a radio check, please. If anybody can hear me, KD8JSR.
You're loud and clear.
KD8JSR. This is KF8EDQ. Mike, up in Saginaw, you're coming in real clear.
I believe it was Mike ECQ at the end. I didn't catch it all. Well, Mike, thanks a lot. Just hooked this thing up a couple of days ago on the mobile. I'm up here in Pinconning right now, between Pinconning and Standish. Thank you for the radio check. Nice to meet you. I didn't catch your whole call. So ECQ at the end anyway, from KD8JSR 73, Mike, thanks.
Yep, 73s. Take care. This is KF8EDQ.
KF8EDQ from KD8JSR. Again, Mike, thanks, 73.
Catch the call, WYRC, how you doing? I didn't catch the whole call. Try it again. I got a KD, I think, maybe. It sounds just as exactly same as it did last time. Radio's broke. It's getting a KD. It's just 8, I think. KD 8. Every time, then I get a courtesy tone for the last couple letters. KB8OE mobile.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
This is KF8 EDQ monitoring.
NLXP, NAXP, W8YRC.